Shadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Shadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ShadronMotors.com. Shadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Shadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for high school sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadron Communication Sports. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. That's Shadron Community Hospital.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome in on this beautiful Friday from Sheridan County. The semifinals are here. It is the D6 semifinals from Jaggers Memorial Field in Hay Springs as the second-seeded Hawks host the third-seeded Stewart Broncos. Hay Springs, an unblemished record at 10-0. Stewart coming in at 9-1 on the season, both with the same goal in mind, and that is to be playing in Kearney at Cope Stadium next Friday night in the D6 championship game. The other semifinal on this Friday features Sumner Eddyville Miller and Garden County down in Sumner. And so the winner of that one will play the winner of this one. And again, they will meet next Friday night, 6 o'clock Mountain Time, at the University of Nebraska, Kearney. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show inside the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. We'll take a break, come back, dig a little deeper into this one coming up on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Tis the season at the Shadron Federal Credit Union, and we're busting out our favorite holiday hits like...
Oh, skip a pay, oh, skip a pay.
And of course, you remember this classic...
Holiday Loans.
Along with others like...
People helping people with gas and grocery receipts.
That's the Shadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shadron, where members mean more than money.
Merry Christmas!
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shadron or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Back into the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show last week. How both of these teams got here. Hay Springs at home had to hold off Silver Lake 38-30. Meanwhile, Stewart got a big win at home over Arthur County 51-12. Stewart looking for just their second ever state championship appearance. They also went in Class D2. Back in 2013, Hay Springs has been there twice since dropping to six-man football, 2018 and 2023. These teams like to score a lot of points. Hay Springs coming in, putting up 62 points per game. Stewart right now, a 45-point-per-game click. Defense, though, the edge goes to the Broncos. Defensively, Stewart holding opponents to just 14.5 points per game. Defensively, 21.2 points per game is where they have things at right now in this one. But weather should be good in this one. Let's take a look at your Shadron Lock keys to the game as we compare these two teams. Shadron Lock, your local dealer for locks, safe, security cameras, access control keys, and more. And in a game that's typically dominated by the run, how will both of these teams fare with the wind today in the passing game? Hay Springs is trying to work on their passing game a little further down the stretch. Here you start looking at Dylan Young and how many times he's thrown the ball around the yard a little bit, and he has really increased that number here over the last three games, probably tacked on 40 to 45 additional pass attempts in the last three games than he had the previous entirety of the season. On the other side, Stewart, they have a few run threats in the backfield, but they're not afraid to throw the ball downfield either when you look at Cade Rum and what he likes to do from that quarterback position. So that's, I think we both know that, we all know that the run game can be established, but what's going to happen in the air today, especially with the wind coming up out of the south, and what's that going to look like in this semifinal game this afternoon? When we come back, we'll take a look at that game time weather forecast and get closer to some comments from head coach Trevor Jenkins. That's on the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show from KBPY and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner, and Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
We welcome you back into the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. 55 degrees right now in Sheridan County, America, and Hay Springs says it's sunny, but there is not a lot of sun to be seen as the clouds have moved in. There is no chance for precipitation, at least according to the forecast, and our winds are going to be whipping towards the north, and you see the flags blowing pretty steadily as they are doing our coin toss, and Stewart has elected to kick, and Hay Springs will receive when this thing gets going. So we are just under 16 minutes away from kickoff here on KBPY, but weather should be pretty nice for how things are going to go on this 15th day of November 2024. Coming up on the way, we'll catch comments from the head coach, Trevor Jenkins. That's when we come back in to the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded. We welcome you back into the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show on this Friday afternoon as Hay Springs gets ready to take on Stewart in the D6 semifinals here in Hay Springs. Talking with the head coach of the Hawks, Trevor Jenkins. And coach, back to last week, you had to eke one out over Silver Lake 38-30 in a game that kind of saw you pull away a little bit. Silver Lake came back towards the end. Ultimately, what made the difference in that one for you?
Well, you know, I think that the boys really gutted it out. You know, we had our backs against the wall, and they rose to the occasion to get that, you know, get out of our own end zone and get us some space on the field, and then we got that first down to where we could need it out. And I think that really, I think we had a little more gut than they did. Didn't like being put in that circumstance as a coach, but you know, that stuff happens, and I think we did well, responded well, you know, got out with the win, and at this point in time in the season, the wins, no matter what. So,
what did you learn about your guys in the aspect of that roller coaster ride? Close early on, you kind of go up 2-3 scores there midway through, and then Silver Lake tries to come all the way back. What did you learn about your guys, if anything, that maybe you didn't know up to this point?
You know, we've got to be disciplined in all aspects, you know. Special teams let up a score. And then that last late touchdown of them, you know, was, I would call a lack of focus per se, so to speak. And then, so we got to be focused and disciplined and ready to play four quarters. It's something that we haven't had to do a lot of this season, and that's no secret, but we've got to really dig deep more in those later game situations. You know what I mean?
And do you feel like this is something that, I know obviously you can say this now because you got the win, but maybe thankful it happened to give those guys an opportunity in a crunch time situation to figure out how to get it done?
Yeah, I think that it was a great, you know, we would have liked to see it a little bit earlier on, you know, so that way we could learn from it and adapt and be ready for it. But really, in terms of timing, you know, it happened at a good time. You know, we did win, and I think that the kids learned, the boys learned from it, and as a staff, we learned from it that, you know, it's not easy skating all the time. And so it was a great week to learn from it, because we've got Stewart this week, and I expect it'll be a pretty tight game the whole way through as well.
And I told you before we got started chatting here that I got a chance to watch Stewart on film a little bit, and I said, you know, really you could put green jerseys on him. You guys look really a lot alike in what you like to do. They really like that run game a lot, and they fly from sideline to sideline really fast like you guys do. What do you take away from scouting Stewart and the potential issues that they bring to this game?
They're a physical team, and they play downhill hard. And so on both sides of the ball, you know, they attack. They're a run-stop defense first and foremost. And so we're going to have to survive that and sustain against that and then, you know, get our yards where we can and everything like that. We got to be tough up front, and we got to master physicality blocking-wise on the offensive side. And then defensively, they throw a lot of different looks at you with their blocking assignments and blocking schemes. So, you know, a guy playing outside linebacker for us, he's usually looking for the block coming head on, you know, in front of him, and they'll pull a guy across and get through a hole, and then he'll all of a sudden be at your side. So you gotta be ready for that, and they're gonna be physical on offense and defense. So, you know, we gotta not just match, but be prepared physically to take them on and get our blocks physically. Everything we're going to have to do this week, we're going to have to do it with physicality and attitude. So,
you know, a couple of rounds ago in the opening round, you kind of expressed that you wanted to work on your passing game a little more. Is that kind of where this is leading to, knowing that with Stewart being so run defensive sound, you might need to rely on that pass game a little more?
Yeah, you know, we've worked on some different passing sets this week. And, you know, it worked really good. Last week, Dylan Young had, I think he had 200. If he didn't have 200, he had 199 yards passing. And so we incorporated that. And I think that some of those pass sets are there against Stewart. We're going to have to get the ball out of our hands faster. We're going to have to shorten up a couple routes, you know, and stuff like that. Cause, they fly downhill so hard that, you know, it's going to have to be quick, and so shorter passes, you know. The game is, you know, it's first and 15, so, you know, as long as you can get 5 yards a crack, whether it's running or passing the ball, you know, that's what we've got to do to win the game. So,
hey, Springs head coach Trevor Jenkins joining us on the pregame show. Coach, appreciate the time. Wish you the
thank
best of luck.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Kickoff coming up next on KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chatham Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Back at Jenkins Memorial Field in Hayes Springs, getting set for this D6 semifinal. Let's take a look at your Country Kitchen starting lineups. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Chatham. We'll start with the Stewart Broncos, 9-1 on the season. Gavin Mustin, the 155-pound senior. Drew Schmatter, the 150-pound junior. Cameron Kopp, the 210-pound junior. Cade Rum, the 175-pound junior. Owen Latow, the 190-pound junior. Hunter Tubbs, the 185-pound junior. And Ben Paxton, the 180-pound senior. Jorge Springs, Dylan Young, the 185-pound senior. Tripp Bittner, the 165-pound sophomore. Hunter McDonald, the 210-pound senior. Talon Smith, the 205-pound senior. Dylan Raymer, the 195-pound senior. And Eli Scott, the 185-pound sophomore. Hay Springs, 10-0 on the season. We'll take a 90-second timeout. Kickoff next on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Chadron.
We welcome you back in to the Plant Valley Bank broadcast booth. I also want to welcome those of you listening on 93.9 FM and 1060 AM KNLV in Ord, Nebraska. Stewart will kick off here. Hay Springs will receive. Our opening kickoff brought to you by State Farm Insurance and your agent in Chadron, Trace Strothide. Like a good neighbor, Trace Strothide and State Farm is there for you. The winner goes on to the D6 State Championship game next Friday at the University of Nebraska Kearney. Dylan Raymer set to receive for the Hawks who are in the home greens. Booting it away for Stewart is Cade Rum as it teed up on the 30. Stewart in the maroon pants, white jerseys, and helmet. Stewart kicking right to left as we see it. We are underway, and this one is into the end zone and out for a touchback. Hay Springs' offense will start at their own 15-yard line. Again, that offense moving north to south, left to right. And again, we welcome everybody listening here on FM 107.7 KBPY and ChadRad.com, and those of you listening on 93.9 FM and 1060 AM KNLV. First down and 15 for the Hawks. They'll run I formation set, ball in the middle of the field, to turn the give right up the middle to Tripp Bittner, and Bittner will fall forward for a gain of two on the far hash mark. Owen Latow in there to make the tackle. But a gain of two brings up second down and 13. Again, the wind will be a factor today. It is blowing back to the north. And a little bit chilly at that. See some of the guys get out some of their cold gear. A lot of them not, though. Second down, Dylan Young settles under center. I formation behind him once again. Stewart creeping up that line of scrimmage. The turn, toss goes to Bittner right. Bittner cuts back to the left. Eludes one tackle, falls forward out to about the 23-and-a-half yard line. Brings up third down and about 6-and-a-half. Got to get out to the 30 of Stewart for a first down. Hayes brings in a third and manageable situation. And if you know Hayes Springs, this is four-down territory. They do not punt much. This time, Tripp Bittner under center. Split backs behind him are Raymer and Young. The turn, the toss to Dylan Young. Goes straight forward. He's met, though, and is dropped at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It'll bring up fourth down and six. Whole heap of Broncos on that far side making the tackle. And it brings up fourth down. Again, Hayes Springs has not punted only four times this year on the season, but they do have Hunter McDonald back. It appears they will boot this one away. Stewart, though, not taking any chances. They do not have anybody back to receive. McDonald boots that one. It goes straight in the air, hangs in the wind, and will take a mild Hayes Springs bounce back to the Stewart 37-yard line. So Stewart's first offensive possession will come from their own 37 after forcing the three and out on Hayes Springs. Stewart's offense will move right to left. Ball on the back edge of the Hawks logo at midfield here. And they will come out with a single back set under center's Rum. The turn, the give right up the middle. Into the hands of Latau, and Latau pushes across midfield to the 39-yard line. Be a pickup of four on first down. Brings up second down and 11. Maybe even closer to five. So close to second and 10. Again, just underway here from Jaggers Memorial Field. Hayes Springs, Nebraska on this Friday afternoon. Winner goes on to the D6 Championship next Friday night in Kearney. Rum again under center. And now we have a false start. The end on the near side took off early. It'll be a 5-yard penalty. And Stewart is now going to be in second down and 16. False start sets him back. Rum was trying to direct traffic, and the end to the near side just took off. Second down, ball on the far hash mark, moving right to left, man in motion. They'll turn up the middle again, breaking out a couple of tackles as Latau gets across the 35, down to the 33. Give him a gain of about 11. Brings up third down and five. So third and five here for Stewart. Again, maroon pants, white tops, white helmet with the horseshoe. Rum delivers orders again. Offense is sent. Hayes Springs shows pressure. Give right up the middle. And Latau dives forward. This can be close to a first down. And I don't know that they'll need to measure. They don't. They move the chains. It's down to the 27-yard line. A drive that started at the Stewart 37 has now worked its way to the Hayes Springs 27. First down, 15. Again, ball on the far hash mark. Hayes Springs had it once, went three and out. Stewart trying to cash in. Rum up to center. Latau behind him, man in motion. That's Hunter Tubbs, and another flag comes in. And another false start on that Stewart offensive line. So now back up to the 32-yard line. It'll be first down and 20 from that far hash mark. Not sure if anybody's left in the community of Stewart. They have all congregated to the east sideline here in Hayes Springs. As equally, Hayes Springs, their side of the bleachers. Everybody settling in on this Friday afternoon. Rum under center formation, heavy to the left, the turn, the dive. straight forward, goes to Letao, and Stewart's been pretty comfortable here. First handful of plays, all going to Owen Letao, the 190-pound junior back. Stewart again, line of scrimmage. They'll go from the 25 this time, second down and 13. Man in motion, the turn, play action this time. Man open out in the flats, it is caught. That is a Stewart touchdown. Ben Paxton makes the catch from 25 yards out, and Stewart strikes first. Paxton came in leading this team with 16 touchdown receptions on the year, adds another one. Again, that one 25 yards out. And that comes with 5:25 left in this opening quarter. Brought to you by Nebraska Bank. The two-point kick attempt is up. And that one wiggles through. 8-0. Stewart the lead first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KBPY, KNLV, and Shadrad.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
From Jaggers Memorial Field, Hay Springs, Stewart strikes first. It was Cade Rum finding Ben Paxton. Two-point kick was added. It is 8-0 Stewart here in this opening quarter. Raymer to boot it away. Rum will kick it off from the 30. Winner of this one faces the winner of Garden County and Sumner Eddyville Miller, and this one is into the end zone for a touchback. Last drive out, Hay Springs was content, just keeping it on the ground. We'll see if they start working the edges, maybe try to go downfield a little bit here on this drive. And that opening drive, always just kind of a feeler for what you're going to see in-game defensively. Now that you've seen a drive out of Stewart's defense, what do you come back with if you're Coach Trevor Jenkins? Hay Springs ball, first and 15 from their own 15-yard line. Dylan Young under center. Raymer the fullback. Bittner dots the eye. The turn. Play action this time. Young has his pass batted down. Had Hunter McDonald streaking down the middle of the field wide open. But the pressure from Stewart got to Young before he could get the pass off. Clock stop, 5:21, opening quarter of football. 8-0 Stewart in this D6 semifinal. Second down and 15. Hay Springs working from their own 15-yard line. They move left to right. Young under center, turns, give right up the middle. Bittner looking for an edge, tackled by the Shoestrings. Out to the 20-yard line. They'll give him about the 21. So a gain of about 6 on second down. Brings up third down and 9. Third down and 9 for Hay Springs. Bittner under center this time. Snap, turn, the toss. This goes to Young. Young looking right up the middle, and he is stuffed. Maybe a gain of 3, and it'll bring up fourth down and 7. Stewart, going to be the toughest look that Hay Springs has seen up to this point. I don't even know that you could really compare them to anybody they've seen at this point. But Stewart has been aggressive to the ball here early on, really swarming to the ball carrier. And now we'll see. Hay Springs is going to go for it here on fourth down and 7 from their own 23-yard line. Young Pressure coming, and that's going to be a turnover on down. Stewart brought the pressure, and Hay Springs again pressured. It'll be a first and 15 for Stewart from the Hay Springs 23-yard line. Hay Springs 10-0, Stewart 9-1. There's a caveat to that loss. It was the number one seed in the playoffs, Sumner Eddyville Miller by 3, 36-33, back on the 6th of September. From the toss, goes right with it to Schmarter. And Schmatter gets inside the 20, inside the 18, actually, to about the 17. So a gain of 5 on first down, brings up second down and 10. First quarter brought to you by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you, rooting for you. On second and 10, Stewart out of the huddle here. Hay Springs showing 2 down linemen. Rum under center, turns, give right up the middle again. Goes to Schmatterer, and he will fall forward inside the 15, down to the 12. Third down, about 5 here for Stewart. First quarter clock down to 3 minutes here, 8-0, Stewart the lead. Third down. Stewart still into the huddle. Now they break out of it. Cameron Kopp over the ball. Caterham settles under center. The turn. Counter this time. Nobody there. A walk-in touchdown for Hunter Tubbs from 12 yards out. Nobody home for Hay Springs on the backside. And with 2:38 to go here in this opening quarter, Stewart has extended its lead to 14-0. Lane Bolter will come out and try the two-point kick. The hold, the kick is up, the kick is through. 16-0. Stewart leading. We will keep it right here to let you know that Dean Nitch and Studio 308 specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. Again, that drive started off of another three and out where Hay Springs tried to go for it on fourth down. Turnover on downs, and now the Hawks face their first deficit of the season. By easily their largest deficit of the season. I think it may also be their first deficit of the season. That 8-0 was the first deficit of the season. And now you're trying to climb out of a 2-touchdown hole here. Rum to boot it away. He's had 2 touchbacks. This one is also going to be a touchback. Nebraska could use someone with a leg like that. Kate Rum, yeah. Can you get on a plane to L.A. tonight? Nebraska's going to need some touchbacks tomorrow. Hay Springs, their third possession of the ball game. Hay Springs hasn't even gotten a first down yet today. Again, very uncharacteristic of this offense. We'll see now. Third drive. Young under center. Excuse me, that's misdirection. Goes to Raymer. Raymer upended out across the 20 to the 23-yard line. And you have this feeling that if Hay Springs doesn't come up with something on this drive, that it could be uphill sledding the rest of the way. Second down, clock down to 2:10 here in this first quarter. Been a pretty quick move in first quarter. We We've only been playing for about 14 minutes. Second down the turn. Play action. Young across the middle. Has Talon Smith out in the flat. That is going to be caught. And will they give him a first down or not? They're going to mark him right at the line to gain. And they will move the sticks. Hay Springs has its first down of the ball game. Out pattern to the far sideline to Talon Smith. First down and 15 out to the 30. Hay Springs out of the huddle here, moving left to right. Ball on the far hash mark. A cool Northwest Nebraska Friday. Split back, turn, counter, some issues. They were trying to run a counter with Dylan Raymer. Dylan Young and Dylan Raymer kind of ran into each other, and Stewart had that one sniffed out from the get-go. They're going to say a yard on the play, moves it out to the 31, brings up second down and 14. This time, Hay Springs will work out of the shotgun. Toss out of the flat for Raymer. Raymer makes the catch, loses one tackler, cuts back in across midfield, breaks inside the 35 to the 33-yard line, and Hay Springs has their biggest play of the ball game. And that'll move it to the Stewart 33-yard line. Biggest play of the game for Hay Springs, gets them in business down to the 33. Hay Springs will go back under center this time with Dylan Young. Bitter and Raymer split behind. The turn, the toss to Raymer, left side. Raymer makes a cut, looks for the right side. Raymer, he breaks into the open, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Dylan Raymer. And Hay Springs is on the board. 33 yards for Dylan Raymer. And that is exactly what Hay Springs needed. And now the all-important two-point kick coming from Hunter McDonald. Dylan Young, the holder here. Hunter McDonald will boot it away. Ball spotted at the 3. That's where conversions come from. The snap, the hold. Nope, broken play. Tossed up to the end zone. It is dropped through the hands of Hayden Johnson, and that will keep the score 16-6, and let's see how important that play comes in down the game here. Thriving financial expert, financial advice that starts with you. Contact your local financial associate, Ben Rust in Chadron, at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical, they're your Ream Pro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 432-6722. Hay Springs responds finally. Dylan Raymer, the 33-yard run for Raymer. That is his 24th rushing touchdown of the season. McDonald to boot it away. Back to receive is Drew Schmatter. He will stand inside his 10 at the 6-yard line. 16-6 your score. See if Hay Springs does a little trickery here. McDonald making sure everybody's ready to go. The kick, that one squibbed away and bounces, touched, and will roll out of bounds. Stewart will get it at the 39-yard line of their own. The ball did exactly what Hay Springs wanted it to, but nobody was there. So now Stewart starts with great field position again at the 39 of their own. Ball in near hash mark, moving right to left. First First down, 15. Our first quarter brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Rooted with you, rooting for you. Rom under center. The turn, give right up the middle, and Hayes brings this time, stacks it up. On the carry, Owen Latow, and Hayes brings his defense, gives up a yard right there. The second down, 14, ball right at midfield, right in the middle of the Hawk logo. Again, winner of this one moves on to the championship against the winner of Sumner, Eddyville Miller, and Garden County. Rum under center. Play action this time. Rum looking, has a man, lofts it up down the sideline. It is incomplete, overthrown for his intended receiver, Hunter Tubbs. Brings up third down and 14. Tubbs had a step, just couldn't catch up with the ball. Third down. Drew Schmatter bringing the play in from the sideline. Again, Stewart hasn't played for a state championship since 2013. Hay Springs was there last year. They've been runner-up twice in six-man football. Different formation look this time for Stewart. Dropped by Rum. Rum looking, has a man wide open. It is going to be caught down the sideline. That's a touchdown for Ben Paxton, his second of the ball game. This one 40 yards out, 39 yards out on the reception. Paxton was wide open. And that did end our first quarter, by the way. So after this two-point kick attempt, we will take you to the end of one. Bolter, the two-point kick, the kick is up. That one a little squibbly, and it is no good. 22-6, Stewart leads it. We're through one in this D6 semifinal. We're back in 1 minute on KBPY, KNLV, and ChadRad.com.
Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Back inside the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Stewart will kick it away to start the second quarter after that rum pass to Ben Paxton. That one squibbed and will bounce, and Mata will come up and control it at the 28. The first and 15 last drive. Dylan Raymer ran in from 33 yards out. First down, 15. Hay Springs finally starting to find some chunk yards in that running game. Young goes under center. Bittner and Raymer split behind him. Young, the turn, the toss goes to Raymer. Raymer looking for the corner, makes a cut up field, tackled by the ankles out at the 37-yard line. A pickup of about nine, so it'll be second down and six. Second down and six for this Hay Springs offense, working from the near hash mark, moving right to left. They trail it 22-6 to Stewart in this D6 semifinal. Young under center, give right up the middle to Raymer. Raymer arm tackled Owen Ladau in there along with Hunter Dubs. Brings up third down and two. Husker football tomorrow on our sister station, KCSR. 2 o'clock kickoff, 1:15 pregame on KCSR. Meanwhile, third and two here for Hay Springs. Young under center, the turn, the toss, goes to Bittner right side. Tripp trying to cut straight forward. He can't. Can't get there. It's going to be fourth down and two. So Bittner, it's fourth down. See what Hay Springs comes up with here. They're just on Stewart's side of the field at the 38-yard line. Got to get down to the 36. Hawks out of the huddle. Stewart's going to bring three along that defensive front. A 3-1-2 look here. Young under center. The turn, the give, right up the middle. Nothing doing. Bittner is stopped, and Stewart will get a turnover on downs again. And now we will see what Stewart does. They've scored twice with the passing game, twice from Rum to Paxton. They do have a rushing touchdown from Hunter Tubbs. First and 15, Stewart from their own 38-yard line. The turn, the give, option play, right up the middle, nothing doing. And Hay Springs is there to blow it up. Hunter McDonald makes the tackle right in the middle. It'll be second down and 15. Again, Garden County at Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, another panhandle team. Sydney hosting Central City in the C1 semifinals later this evening. Second down, 15. Stewart out of the huddle. Ball on the beak of the Hawk at midfield. Sitting on the 38-yard line. The turn, the give right up the middle this time into the hands of Drew Schmatterer. And he gets down to the 38 of Hay Springs. A gain of four. Brings up third down and 11. Third and 11 here for Stewart. They have not been stopped by Hay Springs' defense yet. 3 minutes into this second quarter, brought to you by our friends at Farm Bureau Insurance and Agent Brian Liniger in Shadron. Split formation to the left. Ball into the hands of Ram. Duck pass. It came out of his hands. Weird. He could see when he let it go. Just kind of flopped sideways out of his hands. Could be fourth down and 11. Fourth down. Does Stewart try to go for it on Hay Springs' side of the field, or do they try to pin Hay Springs deep? They're going to punt it. So Stewart will punt. And now Dylan Young's going to try to race back deep, and we're going to have a false start on the offense. So tack on 5 yards in the opposite direction for Stewart here. Be fourth down and 16 from their own 37-yard line. See if Dylan Young can get a good punt return here. Stewart is punting into the wind. The boot is away. Good punt, kind of a knuckleball. That's going to drop, roll back into the end zone for a touchback. So touchback off the punt, and Hay Springs will come back out to the 15, and again, see what they can find offensively. Stewart's been really good at cramming the middle defensively, haven't given up any yards downhill. Hay Springs' best possession had a little pass, little run mixed in with it. We'll see what they come back to here. First and 15. Raymer the deep back. The snap, the turn. Raymer gets it around the right edge. Cuts up field and brought down by Hunter Tubbs right at about the line of scrimmage at 15. Brings up second down and 15. Second and 15. Stewart leads 22-6 here. 6:20 first half. We'll have our Shattered Insurance halftime show coming up in just a little bit. Hawks out of the huddle. Young Gunner center, Bittner, slotted to the left. Raymer the lone back. The turn, the toss, no play action. Hawks are looking deep. Young comes clear back, and that one's going to be caught. I don't think Raymer was down. They're going to mark it, though, at the 14. They gave him the catch, and it's actually going to be a loss of about a half a yard. Third and 15 still. Really, what you saw in that play was it opened itself up to the possibility of an interception, but the defender waited for the receiver to make the catch before making the play. We have a timeout brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. We'll take a break back in 30 seconds on KBPY, KNLV, and ChadRant.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger, in Chadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Out of the timeouts, our timeouts again brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. A third down and long here for the Hay Springs offense. We'll see what they come up with. Scooter's Coffee, check out their Queen Frostine Sugar Cookie Latte. They start with their high-quality espresso combined with rich white mocha and buttery slightly spiced cookie flavors, topped off with fluffy whipped cream and sparkling sugar sprinkles. Third down, 15 for the Hay Springs offense from their own 15. Young under center, play action again. Has to roll across the middle. That one is caught. And short of the first down marker will be Eli Scott. He did get help from the official there who set a pick. That'll be fourth down and about half a yard. Might be about a foot. Eli Scott, had he kept going straight forward, would have had the first down, but he veered to the far side, and Stewart caught up with him. It's now fourth down and short. Hay Springs just out of their own 30. Got across the 30 for a first down. The turn, the get, no play action. Out of the flats, that one is caught by Hunter McDonald down the sideline, 30, 25, and gets knocked out at the 20-yard line. Pass was deflected. Hunter McDonald found it out of the air and took it down the sideline to the 20-yard line. Goodness gracious. First down, 15, Hay Springs, and sometimes Lady Luck has to be on your side. Clock is stopped. The officials coming together to speak here. And maybe we have an adjustment in time here. So they add 4 seconds back on the clock. But a big play for Hay Springs. It was Dylan Young out to the flat. Ball was tipped. Hunter McDonald came down with it. Bittner under center. The turn, the toss goes to Raymer. Raymer cuts up the middle, breaks through. Off to the right side. Dylan Raymer, one man to beat. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Hay Springs. Dylan Raymer drags the man with him, and the Hawks are back on the board. Raymer, his second touchdown run of the ball game. That comes with 4:20 left here in the second quarter. In Hay Springs so far, the only points of the second quarter. This is to make it a one-score game here. Hunter McDonald missed his first two-point kick attempt. Young, the holder, McDonald, the kicker. It was botched last time. They tried to pass for it. The snap, the hold, the kick is up and blocked. The score will stay 22-12, 4:15 left in this first half. We're back in 30 on KBPY, KNLV, and Chadrad.com.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand.
Dylan Raymer dragging a defender into the end zone. Puts Hay Springs back on the board again. They cut this deficit down to 10. It's 22-12. 4:15 before half. Hunter McDonald will boot it away. Drew Schmatter stands back at his own 11-yard line. McDonald squibs it again, and that one's going to be taken out of the air by Mustin and downs it at the 30-yard line. That 29 is where they're going to spot it. Again, 4:15 on the clock. They keep moving the ball backwards. Now they scooch it back closer to the 29. 22-12. Stewart the lead, the turn, the give right up the middle. Breaking through that initial line. It's loose. Picked up by Hay Springs. They're going to mark the guy down. The runner was on the towel, and he's going to be marked down at the 36. That would have been huge. Dylan Raymer picked that up and had nobody in front of him. Now instead it's second down and 8. Got to get to the Hay Springs 36 for a first down. Second down and 8. Rum under center, the turn, the give right up the middle. A hole is there. And hanging on for dear life, Dylan Young brings down Owen Latow at the 31. It'll move the chains. But that would have been a huge shift of momentum right there. Came in late to blow that play dead. Instead, the next play, Stewart gets the first down. Winner to the D6 championship game next Friday night. From under center, man in motion. The turn, give right up the middle this time into the hands of Schmatter, and he is inside the 30, down to the 28, gain of 3, brings up second down and 12. Well, closer, second and 12. Got to get down to the 21 or 16. Got a beautiful afternoon. Flags are stiff, though, back to the north. Stewart trying to put together a drive after a Hay Springs touchdown. Dylan Raymer, 2 touchdown runs on the day. On the other side, you have Cade Rum with 2 touchdown passes. Rum again, give right up the middle, breaks through the initial line and gets to the secondary where he is tackled inside the 25 at the 23-yard line. Third down. Can Hay Springs' defense get a stop? down. Rum under center. Play action. Looking out in the flat. That one is caught. What a diving catch out in the flat. And that's going to be a first down catch made by Drew Schmatterer. No, they're going to call it short. Thought he had the first down yardage, and now they're going to say short. So fourth down here. And Stewart needs about 5 inches for a first down. Fourth down here for Stewart. Can Hay Springs get a stop? Zane Doak comes in off the sideline, 220-pound junior, to give him a little more size up front here. They're going to put him on the right side of the line. Rum under center. Letao, the give, and he's got it. Just falling forward enough, down to the 15. We'll move the chains. It'll be a first and goal for Stewart. Clock down to a minute, 15 here, first half. Going to Stewart touchdown here, but Hay Springs will have to boot it away to start the second half as well. So Stewart trying to double up. Rum under center turns, gives. Letao stays on his feet, does a nice job of putting that hand down and getting a few extra yards after the initial hit. Second down and goal from the 12-yard line. Clock down to 45 seconds. Rum underneath. Letao behind him. Man in motion. The turn. Play action this time. Looking to the end zone. Has a guy. And we're going to have pass interference. Raymer gets flanked for the interference on Ben Paxton. And we'll mark it off here. And it should put it right at about the 6-yard line. And it will be first down and first and goal, second and goal. The second and goal from the 6-yard line. Ball on the 6-yard line of Hay Springs. Stewart trying to punch it in. 30 seconds on the nose. The counter, it's fumbled. And Rum jumps on top of it back at the 8-yard line. So now a timeout called. Kind of stuck in purgatory here. At the past the bottom of the hour, let's tell you that the Post 12 American Legion and Chadron, including their Sons of the American Legion and Legion Auxiliary, proud supporters of all of our area athletes, as is T's Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T's Salon online or call 430-3686. Stop in and check out their latest in fashion. Twice this drive, Stewart's put the ball on the deck. Haven't been bit by it, but now it's third down and goal from the 8. They were going to come out with a counter. And the handoff was a mishap. But 25 seconds left on the clock before half, third down and goal. Ball on the 8. Unbalanced formation to the left. Turn the toss. Rum with it. Rum looking. Rum takes off to run, and he's going to lose it again, but it goes out of bounds, and the clock will stop as Rum gets to the 5. It'll be fourth and goal from the 5 with 19 seconds left. I assume you'll have a little bit of play action here again. I think Rum thought he had a little more room down the left side, but a nice job defensively, Hay Springs, of staying spread out. And another timeout here for Stewart. Hay Springs has been to the state championship game twice in six-man football. 2018, they fell to Wilcox Hildreth 52-40. Then last year, Sumner Eddyville Miller got them by a point, 21-20. Hay Springs unbeaten up to this point of the season at 10-0. Stewart, again, they haven't been to a state championship game since 2013, when they were still in six-man or eight-man football in D2. Played Fall City Sacred Heart, and it was not a good day to be a Bronco that day. 46-13 final score in that one. And so Stewart looking to get back to somewhere it hasn't been in over a decade. Hay Springs trying to make this the norm around here, getting to Kearney. This could be a huge fourth down stop for Hay Springs. 19 seconds left on the clock. Fourth down and goal for Stewart from the 5-yard line. You have to assume they'll use a little play action here. Hay Springs' coach is trying to get the crowd on their feet. Fourth down and goal. Cameron Kopp will take the snap with a man in motion. There's the snap, the turn. They're going to run a toss left, and nobody's there. And it's going to be a turnover on downs. Nobody to block in front. Hunter McDonald, Talon Smith, and Eli Scott all right there. And Hay Springs will have 12 seconds with 78 yards in front of them. And you're almost at a point where you don't want to kneel it here. You're too close to the end zone. Do you run it and let it go to half? Seconds on the clock. Hay Springs getting the defensive stop before halftime. They have 12 seconds. Can they turn it into points? Young under center. The turn. The toss goes to Raymer. Raymer makes a cut to the left. Raymer trying to get around to the edge, and he will be drugged down after the 15. Hay Springs calls a timeout with 3 seconds left. Hay Springs has breathing room now. And the wind in their favor for Dylan Young at quarterback. Our timeout's brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. They offer top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and now personalized stuffed animals. Coming up, of course, at the conclusion of this game, we'll give you our service barbershop player of the game. Second down, 15. Second down from the 15. But this will be the last play of the half. There's 3 seconds left. Ball on the near hash mark. Hay Springs going right to left, but the wind with them. See if Stewart plays a little deeper this time, and they do. They have Gavin Mustin and Drew Schmatter a little deeper this time. Raymer goes right. Bittner comes left. Stewart's going to bring the pressure here. The turn, the toss. Young looking. Back to the flat. It comes to McDonald. McDonald slips and is taken down out across the 25. That'll take us to half. At the half, 22-12. Stewart leads Hay Springs in this D6. Semi-final, halftime next on KBPY, KNLV, and Shadrad.com.
When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks. Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or of course, fill her up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers and Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basagio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Providers. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The point of all those practices and team building sessions is directed at yielding better results during the game. Rasmussen Grain Services understands this game plan and offers the same chance for improved results when cleaning grain. Rasmussen Grain Services is mobile and they have the capacity to clean and treat up to 600 bushels an hour. Cleaning grain removes unwanted materials and treating helps prevent problems with disease and in the end improve yield. The same game plan employed by the Hay Springs Hawks. Go Hawks!
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Hay Springs pitches a shutout in the second quarter. They score the quarter's only touchdown, a 20-yard Dylan Raymer run, and they are within 10 at the half, 22-12. A couple of missed two-point after kicks, really, and I mentioned this earlier. What do those look like down the road in this ball game? And you hope those aren't the determining factor in this one. But we'll tell you how things happened. Stewart came out after forcing a turnover on downs of Hay Springs, getting a punt, actually. I keep getting my drives mixed up. That first drive, they got him to punt. And Stewart started about their own 37-yard line, and it was capped off as Cade Rum found Ben Paxton 25 yards out, make it 8-0. And then after forcing a turnover on downs, it was Hunter Tubbs from 12 yards out to make it 16-0 at that moment. But then, just before the end of the first quarter, Dylan Raymer, his first touchdown run of the ball game from 33 yards out, made it 16-6. Hunter McDonald missed his two-point after kick. Then Stewart responded with no time left. Rum found Paxton again, this time from 39 yards out, to make it 22-6. And then the later half of the second quarter, Raymer again breaking off a 20-yard run. The two-point kick missed. It's 22-12, and that's where we're at the half. Initially, it looked like Stewart was going to be able to come out here and do whatever they wanted to do. Then that Hay Springs defense settled in. Their offense started to figure some things out. And kind of like last week a little bit in that Hay Springs Silver Lake game, it kind of turned into a defensive back and forth for a while before the offenses kind of came back around later parts of the fourth quarter. And so this really almost has the same feel with the opposite effect on it last week. Hay Springs was up 32-12 at half, and we're outscored in the second half 18-6. We'll see what happens here. Able to hold on to that for that win, obviously. But we'll see what happens here and see what adjustments Coach Jenkins and his staff make, see what Coach Sherman and his coaching staff, they make at halftime of this one, but we'll see. Good first half. A lot of people. It's been a fun environment. Sun has finally decided to bless us here this afternoon after the clouds were hung over for most of the first half. But the sun has come out. The wind's still blowing pretty decent, and we'll see what happens here as we get towards the second half. We will take a break, come back, run through the rest of the semifinals and what's going on around the state. It is semifinal Friday in Nebraska. This is the Shattered Insurance Halftime Show on KNB, or KNLV, KNLV, KVPY, and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattered Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattered Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattered Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing. Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Back out to Hay Springs. We're at the half. It is 22-12. Hay Springs trailing Stewart in this D6 semifinal. And taking a look at what's happening elsewhere, we'll start in D6. The other semifinal, Sumner Eddyville Miller hosting Garden County. That one's coming up at 4 o'clock Mountain Time. In D2, Riverside is hosting Bruning Davenport Chickley at 4 o'clock. And Archangels Catholic, which used to be Humphrey St. Francis, is hosting Central Valley at 6. In D1, Sandy Creek hosting Lord Central Catholic at 4 o'clock, and Summerland hosting Stanton at 5 o'clock. In C2, Battle Creek is at Wahoo Bishop Newman. That is at 6. Kearney Catholic is at Norfolk Catholic at 6 o'clock. In C1, Sydney hosting Central City at 5 o'clock. Wahoo and Auburn square off in Wahoo at 6. In Class B, it is Omaha Scott Catholic taking on Seward. That's going to be at Concordia University in Seward at 6 o'clock. Bennington at Bennington against Elkhorn North at 6. And in Class A, it's Omaha Westside hosting Omaha North at 6. And Kearney High at Miller South at 6 o'clock. That is the semifinal schedule from around the state. And, again, just a big weekend of football. South Dakota playing its state championships. Wyoming is playing its state championships. Nebraska playing its semifinals. We'll take a break. More of the halftime show here on KBPY, KNLV, and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shattern.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand. When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks. Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or of course, fill her up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
Down to Hay Springs, getting close to kickoff of the second half. Again, Hay Springs received the opening kickoff, so Stewart will receive the opening kickoff of the second half. Let's take a quick trip through the playoffs and how teams got here. Stewart opened with a 41-6 win over Hampton and then beat Arthur County 51-12. Hay Springs opened up with a 72-36 win over Sioux County and beat Silver Lake 38-30 last week. Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, the top seed, they opened with a 54-30 win over Juanita Palisade and followed it up with a 60-25 win over Diller O'Dell. Garden County opened by beating Southwest 50-23 and then beat Red Cloud last week 22-20, and that's how we are to the games we have this Friday. Again, Hay Springs and Stewart here in Hay Springs, and Sumner, Eddyville, Miller hosting Garden County. We'll take our final break. 30 seconds. We'll be back with the second half on KBPY, KNLV, and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Again, Hay Springs will kick off to start our second half. Our second half opening kickoff brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Trace Strothside and State Farm is there for you. Hunter McDonald will tee it up at the 30-yard line. Back to receive is Drew Schmatter. He's standing on his own 10. Stewart's going to move right to left. Hay Springs left to right here in this third quarter. And we're just waiting for the final couple seconds to tick off the clock here again. Stewart built a 16-0 lead, but Hay Springs finished the quarter on a 12-6 run with a couple of rushing touchdowns by Dylan Raymer. For both teams, this opening drive feels huge. You feel if Stewart can get a score here, they really, you know, with one score here, make this a three-score game, even though it's a 10-point deficit for Hay Springs. But if Hay Springs can get a stop, get a little momentum back on their side, it's going to be a fun second half. Let's buckle up and settle in. McDonald squibs it left. It's loose on the ground. And the up man for Stewart, gathers it in at the 36. That was almost disaster. But Stewart safely recovers, and they will have it first and 15 at the 36-yard line. Moving again right to left as we see it. Now a little sunshine poking out. From under center. And a false start. Opening play of the second half and a false start. The first down and 20 from the 31-yard line. Stewart out of the huddle. Latow, the lone back. From under center, the turn, the toss. Comes to the near side, and he is tripped up by Dylan Raymer. Finished up by Talon Smith at the 33.5-yard line. A gain of about two on the play. Brings up second down and 18. Again, Hayes Springs' defense played a lot better in that second quarter, obviously not allowing a Stewart touchdown. Stewart was able to run with ease early on, offset by that play-action passing of Cade Rum. We'll see what they do here on second down and 18. Rum under center. Play action. Looking. Pressure coming. Flag comes in. That one's lofted, caught, and out of bounds. If it stands, it's a gain of one, but flags come in. And we will see. And we have a hold, but they're. This is going to be a defensive holding? It will be a defensive hold. So, give them 10. It'll be second down at the Hay Springs. 37 is where that's at. So, second down and 8 for Stewart. The turn, the give right up the middle. Comes the near side. There's room down the sideline for Latua. Breaks a couple of tackles. Falls inside the 15 to the 13. And Latow clear down to the 13 of Hayes Springs. Will be first and goal for the Broncos. And that holding makes all the difference. You're going to have them in third and forever. And now first and goal from the 13. Rum under center. Hunter Tubbs split to the left. Latow. Turn, play action. Looking out in the flats. Tossed it up and throws it away. Brings up second down. Talon Smith, great pressure that time, getting in the face of Cade Rum. Brings up second down and goal. Hay Springs did have a goal line or a fourth and goal to go situation stop before halftime. Stop Stewart at the 3. Second down. Stewart out of the huddle here. Ball on the far hash mark going right to left. Again, we've had to deal with a little bit of a wind today. Run in the shotgun. Straight drop. Rolls left. Looks in the flat. Has a man. It's caught. That's a touchdown. For the third time today, Ben Paxton on the receiving end of a touchdown. So Paxton put Stewart up 28-12. And that comes with 8:27 left here in the third. And now you have Lane Bolter trying the two-point kick. The snap is high. Looking out of the flat, it is incomplete and will stay 28-12. Again, with 8:27 left here to go in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 on KBPY, KNLV, and Chadrad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Back out here to Hay Springs in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Stewart will boot it away. Cade Rom, 28-12, your score. Stewart the lead. From the approach, the boot, that one kind of goes off the right of his foot and through the end zone. Almost made it to the scoreboard back there. Rum's got a leg on him. Hay Springs going to start this drive at their own 15. See what Hay Springs can do after giving up the touchdown to Stewart. Rum, his third touchdown pass of the day. Hay Springs will come out. Split backs behind Dylan Young. Raymer to the left, Bittner to the right. The turn, the toss goes to Raymer on the far side. He is caught in the backfield for a loss of a yard on the play. Brings up second down and 16. Toss sweep came to the near side, and Stewart had it sniffed out. So a loss of a yard on Hay Springs' first offensive play of the third quarter. Clock under 8 minutes. Third quarter brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. On second, down and long for Hay Springs. Play action, Young in trouble. Young goes down. They're going to mark it at the 1 yard line. So they will mark it third down from Hay Springs' own 1 yard line. Third down and 28. This time Bittner under center for Hay Springs, working from the shadow of their own end zone. The turn, the toss goes to Raymer, and he's tackled at the 3. Maybe the 4. They're going to give him between the 3 and the 4 to be fourth down and forever here. Hay Springs going to have to punt it away. And McDonald will punt from the back of his own end zone. We'll see if Stewart sends everybody here. The snap, the hold, that one's bobbled. And McDonald gets a sideways punt off. It will bounce at the 25 and bounce out to the 28 of Hay Springs, and that's where Stewart will have the ball. Stewart a chance here to really put some separation into this one if they can put up points here, and if they can, it will be an uphill climb. Rum under center again there at the Hay Springs, 28 near hash mark. The give and falling in the backfield is Owen Latow. Stumbled off the right side, and if he stays on his feet, he's got the edge, but Turf Monster found him after going to give him a gain of 1 on the play. Brings up second down and 14. Second down for the Broncos. Got about 3 texts. Is it Broncos or Mustangs? It's Broncos. Second down. Rum in the shotgun. Pressure coming. Looks. Throws it downfield way out in front of a receiver that was open. That was Tubbs. open in the end zone, but pass too far out in front of him, and now it's third and long. Rum couldn't square himself up enough to make a straighter pass, and so the ball went with his body momentum and just a little bit out in front of his receiver. Third down. Rum in the shotgun. This time they're going to give him the opportunity to run. Rum takes off straight up field with it. Rum, no one's going to touch him. He's going to walk into the end zone. Seven-yard touchdown run for Cade Rum. And now 34-12, your score. We'll see if they get the 2 points after. That's with 5:32 to go here in the third. 34-12, your score. Bolter, the two-point kick attempt is up. That one might have slid right. Nope. It's up and through. 36-12, your score. We'll keep it right here. Let you know that Dean Nitch in Studio 308 specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. And Thrivent Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shadron at 430-0760. Hey, Spring's got to find some offense here. The passing game, Stewart has brought such good pressure today. The passing game hasn't really been a factor. At times they've had glimpses of a run game, but about the time that run game shows up, Stewart's defense flexes a little more. Rum will kick it off here as it teed up. He's booted everything through the end zone. All but one of them have been a touchback. That one away, and that one will be a touchback. The ball comes out to the 15. Hayesprings will have it there. You know, we could spice this up a little bit. One guy gets to start from the sideline and try to block your kickoff. We could just start making up rules here, make things a little more exciting in six-man football. Going to turn this into the XFL of Nebraska high school football. Hayesprings, a big drive here. Got to come away with points. First and 15 from their own 15. Young out into the flats, has it into the hands of Raymer, out across the 20 to the 23-yard line. Pickup of 8 on first down. Brings up second down and 7. A Stewart player got in between the two refs, throwing the ball back and forth. Bounced off his helmet right to the other ref. We've hit the halfway point of this third quarter. Brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office. Hay Springs to the line of scrimmage. Ball in the near hash mark. Moving left to right. 36-12, the Stewart lead. Bittner tosses to Young. Out in the flat, incomplete. Intended for Raymer again. It's going to be third down and 8 now for Hay Springs. And you're already in four-down territory if you're Hay Springs. There is no punting after if you fall into a fourth-down situation. Third down and 8. Bittner will work under center with Young and Raymer behind him. Bittner, the snap, the turn, the toss to Young. Young out of the flat near side. That one is caught. But right there on the spot is Gavin Mustin to make the tackle. You could see on his initial attack, he thought he was going to have a chance at a pick. Kind of backed off when he saw he was going to be late and instead made a great hit on the completion. Brings up fourth down and about 3 yards here. A Springs, with the clock running down to 4:20 here in the third, will obviously go for it. Bittner under center, split banks again. The turn, the toss to Young. Out of the flat again and complete, a turnover on downs, and Stewart has it back. So Stewart will take over at the Hay Springs 27-yard line. And if you want to know where the difference in this ball game has been, it's been the line of scrimmage. Stewart's pressure defensively all game long has made the difference. Rum under center, the turn, the give. Right up the middle, breaking tackles is Latau. Drags the defender with him down to the 16-yard line. A gain of 10, brings up second down and 5. Ball at the 16, 7, maybe closer to... But right now, Stewart going for the finisher in this one. Again, the Broncos haven't been to the state championship game since 2013. The turn, option play, nothing doing, it's loose on the ground. And Stewart's got to run backwards and grab it clear back at the 28, 29-yard line. Rum pitched it and didn't have a back there. Now it's third down and 16. Third and 16 for Stewart. Clock keeps running, 2:45. If nothing else, they are draining that game clock. One receiver right, one to the left here for Stewart. Rum rolls. Pressure coming from Smith. Rum throws it across the middle, man wide open, and it'll bring up fourth down and a yard and a half. Pass completed, Hunter Tubbs. Down at the 13-yard line, they're going to be a yard short, be fourth and one. Well, we'll call it closer to two. With 2:05 in this third quarter. Right now, a three-score game. Stewart trying to make it four. Changing personnel here on fourth down. Running to the line of scrimmage, play clock running down. The turn, the toss. Rum going to take off with it. Rum's got room. Rum's going to look for the edge and gets pushed out. At the 3-yard line, he's got more than enough for the first down. A very patient run there by Cade Rum. He didn't really try to speed off and run. He just kind of let the play develop and jogged his way through the holes. And patience can do that for his first and goal from the 3. Briar Almgren takes the snap, the toss to Rum in the flats, man wide open, touchdown. Drew Schmatter, nobody was around him. Rum gets his fourth touchdown pass of the day. This one, though, to Schmatter. That one from 3 yards out with 1:31 left here to go in the third. That makes it 42-12, Stewart. Lane Bolter will come in. The snap, the hold, the kick is up, the kick is good. 44-12, Stewart leads it with a buck and a half left here. And you look at the future of this Stewart football team, your pass catchers are gone next year. Hunter Tubbs and Ben Paxton. Owen Latau comes back, Cade Rum comes back, Connor Kopp comes back, Drew Schmatter comes back. you have a lot of pieces on this team to build off of if you're Stewart. And Hay Springs will as well. Tripp Bittner is back next year, along with Evan Smith coming back next year. Eli Scott is back next year. You have cores on both of these teams to build future success on. Stewart will tee it up from the 30. Dylan Raymer back to receive. He hasn't really had a shot to return it at all today. 4 touchdown passes for Rum today. Meanwhile, Raymer, a couple of touchdown runs for Hay Springs offensively. Rum will boot this one away again. That is another touchback. So Hay Springs will come out to the 15. Stewart, 3 touchdowns here in this third quarter. It was 22-12 at half. Stewart, though, has scored on all 3 possessions they've had here in this third quarter. Now the Hawks are going to spread things out a little bit. Eli Scott over the ball. Bittner one side, Raymer to the other. Turn the toss back to Young. Young looking to pass. Looking downfield. Now he's just going to take off and run with it. Caught from behind. Gets down to the 20. A gain of 5. Brings up 2nd down. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Chatterin, makes your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys to know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. 2nd down and 10. Minute 22 on the clock, third quarter, 44-12. Stewart leading Hay Springs. On 2nd down, Young, straight drop, pressure across the middle. It's caught by McDonald, and he will be stopped. They're going to mark him at 25, a gain of 5. Brings up 3rd down and 5. Clock down to a minute here in this third quarter. And again, Hay Springs, their passing game off today. Stewart has brought excellent pressure off the defensive front. 3rd down and 5. Clock down to 45. Young out of the flats. It's caught by Raymer. Raymer in the open field has enough, maybe. We'll see. They're going to give him the 31, so it'll move the chains. First down. Ball out at the 31-yard line of Hay Springs. Hawks trying to put something together on this offensive possession. Young with a back on each hip. In the shotgun, straight drop out in the flats. It's battered down. Hunter Tubbs knocked that to the ground. That's the 2nd batted pass in this ball game. Second down, 15. 36 seconds left here, third quarter. Again, a 32-point lead here for Stewart. 44-12. Young under center on 2nd down. The turn, the toss to Raymer. Far side. Raymer is going to break 1 tackle and then bottled up. A gain of 3 on the play. Brings up 3rd down and 12. So 3rd and 12 with the ball at the 34. Got to get down to the 34 of Stewart. One receiver left for Hay Springs, 2 to the right. They'll send Bittner in motion. The toss goes to Young. Young loses it on the ground, picked up by Stewart. They have a chance to return this one for a scoop and score Stewart. Touchdown, Broncos. Ben Paxton scooped the fumble up, and we have a flag after the play. So if the play stands, it's a touchdown, but there was a flag. Could be unsportsmanlike on against Stewart. So unsportsmanlike. Now we're talking with the head coach for Stewart's out on the field. And Cade Rum is being ushered off to the sideline and getting a little bit of a talking to. So they'll give the touchdown. That makes it 50-12. Clock has expired third quarter. And now a two-point kick attempt. So Stewart gets the scoop and score. And that was Paxton on it. And the two-point kick is up and good. 52-12. We're through three quarters. We'll have a running clock when we come back on KBPY, KNLV, and Chadrad.com.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basagio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Provider. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Back out here is Stewart ends the third quarter with a scoop and score, 52-12. We will have a running clock here in this fourth quarter unless Hay Springs can get the deficit back under 35. Run to boot it away, squibs it on the ground, and that is going to be covered up by Mata out at the 38. So first down, 15, but the clock runs. Hay Springs, after an unbeaten run up to this point, got to 10-0. Met a Stewart team, but again, that front on both sides of the ball making the difference, especially defensively. Turn the toss, goes to Young near side. Young stays in bounds, takes on two defenders. And they let that one go on for quite a bit before they blew it dead at the 38-yard line of Stewart. A gain of four on the play. Brings up second and 11. So again, Stewart will, barring a crazy comeback of some kind, Stewart will advance to the state championship game next Friday in Kearney, their first in six-man appearance in the championship, their first since 2013. McDonald in the shotgun, Raymer in motion to turn the toss. Young looking downfield, flag comes out, Raymer's open, it's caught! Touchdown, Hay Springs! There is a flag sitting on the 37-yard line, and it is a hold on Hay Springs. So call back the touchdown. And they'll mark it off. That's about the most time Dylan Young's had to pass today. Nice pass for Raymer. But again, the penalty negates what would be a touchdown. And it moves it back to the Hay Springs 32-yard line. It'll be second down and 21 yards to go. And the clock will take off again. Raymer goes right. Bittner goes with him in the formation. McDonald in the shotgun again. Man in motion is Bittner. The toss goes to Young. Young in trouble. He's going to get sacked. They're going to say Young was down. They're going to mark it back to the 19-yard line, and now it is third down and a mile. So third down from your own 24, and you got to get to the Stewart 26 for a first down, 27 for a first down. So it'll be third down and 33. Raymer goes right. Bittner left to turn the toss. Young just looking to fling it up there. And it is going to be over everybody. Fourth down for Hay Springs. Fourth down here for Hay Springs, trailing 52-12. So fourth down here, what will Hay Springs do? Obviously, you can see that Dylan Young has an arm. The snap, they're going to punt it away. Ball hangs up in the air. That one's going to roll. And we're going to take this time to take a timeout. We're back in 30 on KBPY, KNLV, and Shadrad.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
We want to be back out, first and 15 for Stewart from their own 6-yard line. Clock down to 5:20 in this ball game. The turn to give right up the middle, looking for the edge here is Latow, and he will be dragged out of bounds out at the 17-yard line. Gain of 11 brings up second down and 4. So Stewart off to the state championship game next Friday in Kearney, where they will await the winner of Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, and Garden County. Hay Springs will see this season come to an end at 10-1. Stewart watching the back judge of the play clock. Now they set up with 10 seconds left. Rum turns, hands it off into the hands of Schmatter, and he will fall forward for a couple. Brings up third down and 2. Ball out to the 18-yard line. 4 minutes left in this one. Third down. See if A. Springs can put him in fourth down here. Play clock under 10. Game clock under 4. And now we have a false start on the quarterback. Rum took off before he had the ball in his hand. So the clock stops momentarily. And now personnel changes for Stewart here before they get this third down playoff. It is now third down and 8. Ball back to the 13-yard line. Again, Stewart milking the clock here. Clock down to 3:25. And really, they get a first down here over the next couple of plays. This one will be in the books. Toss back. Rum looks for the edge down the sideline, and he's going to be close. He's going to be close to a first down on that far sideline. They're going to mark him out at the 22. And that'll be a first down. So really you're at about a point here where you can milk this thing out and call it a ball game. We'll see if Stewart lines up in victory formation or what they're going to do here. Rum under center, the turn, the give, and a tackle for a loss. No, running back got free and then gets belted by Hunter McDonald. Back to 19, a loss of a couple. We got to take one more timeout, so we're going to take it. We'll be back to close this one up in 30 seconds. KBPY and Shadrad.com.
The point of all those practices and team-building sessions is directed at yielding better results during the game. Rasmussen Grain Services understands this game plan and offers the same chance for improved results when cleaning grain. Rasmussen Grain Services is mobile, and they have the capacity to clean and treat up to 600 bushels an hour. Cleaning grain removes unwanted materials, and treating helps prevent problems with disease and, in the end, improve yield. The same game plan employed by the Hay Springs Hawks. Go Hawks!
We lock you back out as on the second down, Stewart fumbles and Hay Springs recovers with a minute 25 on the clock and running. Hay Springs will take over at the 18 of Stewart, again with a minute 15 left here to go in the ballgame. So Hay Springs can try to get another touchdown on the board. And trailing 52-12 here. Clock now under a minute. Bittner under center. The turn, the toss to Young. Young looks out in the flats. It is caught by Raymer. Raymer eludes one tackler. Raymer has some room, and he will get to the end zone. Touchdown, Hay Springs. Dylan Young finds Dylan Raymer from 18 yards out. And that comes with 45 seconds left in this fourth quarter to make it 52-18. And we will go back to a regulation clock for the final 45 seconds of this ball game. Hunter McDonald will try the two-point kick. The snap, the hold, the kick is up. That one is good. McDonald makes the kick. It's 52-20, and we'll leave it right here for you. I want to let you know that Scooter's Coffee has the Queen Frosting Sugar Cookie Latte. Start with their high-quality espresso combined with rich white mocha and buttery slightly spiced cookie flavors. They top it off with fluffy whipped cream and sparkling sugar sprinkles. Post 12 American Legion in Chatterton, including the Legion Auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion, proud supporters of our area athletes, as is T Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T Salon and Boutique by calling 430-3686. Stop in and check out the latest in fashion. Our service barbershop player of the game, he had all three of Hay Springs' touchdowns today, two rushing, one through the air. Dylan Raymer is our service barbershop player of the game. Donnie Dotson at Service Barbershop, a longtime supporter of our area athletes. Hay Springs will boot it away here. McDonald has it teed up at the 30. The approach, that one's pooched up in the air. Fair catch called and blown dead at the 19-yard line. 45 seconds left. Stewart will come out, and I'm assuming you'll see him kneel on it. Again, Stewart will have it at the 19. 52-20. Stewart well on their way. 45 seconds left in this one. And Stewart's got to run a play here before the clock starts. And they do. And now the clock will run here. And Stewart now celebrating on this far sideline. Clock rolls under 30 here. 52-20. Stewart's going to pull this one out in advance to the D6 championship game and face off against the winner of Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, and Garden County. Your final score, 52-20. Post-game shows next on KBPY, KNLV, and Shadrad.com.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chadron.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605- 716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
This is the Fit 7 post-game show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
We welcome into the Fit 7 post-game show. No excuses, just results. Check out Fit 7 in downtown Chatterton. Well, Stewart came out, threw a couple of punches early. Hay Springs withstood early. It was 22-12 at halftime. Stewart the lead, but it was all Broncos in the second half. They scored four straight touchdowns in the third quarter, dominated third, and outscored Hay Springs 30-0 in that quarter. And the Hawks tack went on with 45 seconds left in the ballgame. But Hay Springs, their perfect season has come to an end. And they will finish at 10-1. Stewart improves to 10-1 on the season. And they will await Garden County, Sumner, Eddyville, Miller in the state championship game in Kearney next Friday night down at Cope Stadium at UNK. This is the Fit 7 postgame show. We'll run through your scoring next here on KBPY, KNLV, and Shadrad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Chatterton, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chatterton or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Jaggers Memorial Field, the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth, and the Fit 7 postgame show. Hay Springs falls 52-50. Let's tell you how this one happened. Stewart struck first, 5:25 in the first quarter. It was Cade Rum to Ben Paxton, 25 yards out with 5:25 to go in the first. Two-point kick at it. It was 8-0 at that point. Then a little less than 3 minutes later, it was Hunter Tubbs running it in from 12 yards out, and at that point, 16-0. Following that, Hay Springs finally on the board. Dylan Raymer, a 33-yard run, 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Two-point kick was missed. It was 16-6, but Stewart responded, final play of the first quarter, a rum pass to Paxton again, this time from 39 yards out, made it 22-6 after one. Dylan Raymer found the end zone again, 4:15 left in the second quarter, 20 yards away, 22-12. Yes, 22-12 was your score. But then again, that rum to Paxton connection, 13 yards out, 8:27 in the third is when that happened. Make it 28-12, and then a rum 27-yard run, 5:32 left in the third, made it 36-12, and then rum found someone different, Drew Schmader, and that was just a 3-yard pass with a buck and a half in the third, make it 44-12, and then his time expired. It was Ben Paxton again, the scoop and score on the defensive side to make it 52-12. Hay Springs would add a touchdown with 45 seconds left in the game. Dylan Young to Dylan Raymer. Dylan's got to connect one more time on the season, and Hay Springs falls 52-20. Again, Hay Springs ends at 10-1, and Stewart improves to 10-1 and will take on either Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, or Garden County next Friday at Kearney. Take our final break, come back, wrap this one up next on KBPY, KNLV, and ChadRad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
So we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Back out one more time as we close out this game and close out the season. 52-20 was your final. Stewart got a win over Hay Springs in this D6 semifinal. Stewart advances to the championship. Hay Springs sees their season come to an end. Want to thank all of the listeners, the coaches, the players, the sponsors that made all of our seasons the success that they were. Two of our 3 6-man teams saw postseason action. Unfortunately, two of them had to meet right here in the opening round of the playoffs with Sioux County and Hay Springs. But we want to say thanks here to all the folks that make our broadcast possible all season long. And before you blink your eye, we're about 3 weeks away from tipping off the basketball season. And we'll have more coverage for you here on KBPY. We're not waiting long into the season to get things going. So make sure you tune in right here on KBPY and Chadrad.com. Also want to say thanks to the folks listening in the Sand Hills out of Ord on KNLV Radio. I got work on that one. But appreciate those tagging along with us as well. Thanks to Chase Thompson back in our KBPY studios running control this afternoon. Again, your final 52-20, Stewart Towns, Hay Springs in this D6 semifinal. This has been Playoff Football on KBPY. I'm Jeremy Anderson. Good night, everybody.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Tis the season at the Shadron Federal Credit Union, and we're busting out our favorite holiday hits like...
Oh, skip a pay, oh, skip a pay.
And of course, you remember this classic...
Holiday loans.
Along with others like...
People helping people with gas and grocery receipts.
That's the Shadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shadron, where members mean more than money.
Merry Christmas!
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
The evening calls for clear skies with lows in the mid-30s. Light south winds until tomorrow. They'll pick up as high as 30 out of the northwest. Otherwise, sunny skies, staying with the warmer highs in the low 50s. And same on Sunday with a lot of wind. Still gusty out of the southwest as high as 30. And clear overnight with a low around freezing. Monday, another nice one. Highs in the mid-50s, mostly sunny. And a chance of snow overnight and cooler on Tuesday.
I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. And do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know to my bones. When love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. Protection, a lot of love and affection. We're out right. stay.
The evening calls for clear skies with lows in the mid-30s. Light south winds until tomorrow. A little pick up as high as 30 out of the northwest. Otherwise, sunny skies. Staying with the warmer highs in the low 50s. And same on Sunday with a lot of wind. Still gusty out of the southwest as high as 30. And clear overnight with a low around freezing. Monday, another nice one. Highs in the mid-50s, mostly sunny. And a chance of snow overnight and cooler on Tuesday.
Yeah! this one do. Uh-huh, I know. Say, nasty, nasty boys. I don't mean a thing.
True. The most you're motoring.
Complete the wall. I'm just a newborn, stranger in this town. calling. Are we reaching?
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks falling for the day and week as investors dial back expectations for a December interest rate cut after Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that the central bank wasn't in a hurry to reduce rates. In the meantime, new data showed robust retail sales growth in October, adding to evidence of U.S. economic strength. Tech and healthcare were the worst performing sectors, the Dow falling 306 points, the NASDAQ lower by 428, S&P 500 down 79. In terms of vaccine makers like Pfizer and Moderna fell after President-elect Trump announced he was nominating Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a critic of vaccines and federal health agencies, to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Shares of McDonald's fell 2%. The fast food giant is spending tens of millions of dollars to help its U.S. restaurants recover from last month's E. coli outbreak tied to its quarter pounders. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Our nation's economic problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight. Dr. Ron Paul here, and this is why I recommend diversifying your IRA or 401k into gold, a proven bedrock in any economy, with my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold. Text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898.
Message and data rates may apply.
The evening calls for clear skies with lows in the mid-30s. Light south winds until tomorrow, where they'll pick up as high as 30 out of the northwest. Otherwise, sunny skies, staying with the warmer highs in the low 50s. And same on Sunday with a lot of wind. Still gusty out of the southwest as high as 30 and clear overnight with a low around freezing. Monday, another nice one, highs in the mid-50s, mostly sunny, and a chance of snow overnight and cooler on Tuesday.
There's a soul in the city watching over us tonight. There's a soul in the city. There's a whole world waiting out there. Skip on a record.
Hits Music 107.7 KBBY.
That never were, are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away. Without a friend, you pack your car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? Never were a parking cars and pumping gas. We'll be right back.
none of your business. You must not tamper with arrangements. Work hard and sweetly pay your taxes. Never asking what for.
We'll be right back. Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
You are tuned to KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Classic Hits Radio, Shadron's best music. KBPY.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden is in Peru for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, giving some goals between the two nations while speaking alongside the Peruvian president.
Our countries work closely together day in and day out to manage the regional challenges we both face, to defend democracy, to protect the environment, and provide good jobs, good-paying jobs for our people.
President-elect Trump promising to increase pressure on Iran. And Trump's nominee for U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, on the Fox News channel to discuss what the next 4 years of U.S.-Iran policy might look like.
Under Donald Trump's administration, the maximum pressure that the president applied just doggone near bankrupted them. And had the Biden administration not come in and reversed those policies, they might have already been overthrown by their own people because of the economic collapse of their system.
Huckabee has shown his support for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. America is listening to Fox News.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11-6 through 12-4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
From the Shadron News Center, I'm Jared Furnow. The Shadron Public School Board is now seeking a new board member following their regular business meeting on Wednesday. A motion was carried during Wednesday night's meeting declaring one school board seat vacated per Board Policy 9290, Vacancies and Absences. A new motion was also carried during the meeting for the board to begin accepting applications for the vacant seat, applications due by December 2, 2024. Applications are available at the superintendent's office at 602 East 10th Street in Shadron. They must be filled out and returned to the office by December 2nd. If potential applicants have questions, they can reach the superintendent's office at 308-432-0700. Troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol have arrested one individual following a fatal crash in Morrill County. At approximately 2:26 p.m. on Tuesday, troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol received a report of a crash on Highway 385 south of Alliance. A preliminary crash investigation shows that a 2020 Chevy Express delivery van was traveling southbound on Highway 385 when it failed to slow down for a stopped southbound Ford F-150 that was waiting for cattle to cross the road. The delivery van attempted to switch lanes to avoid the vehicle. However, the driver struck the stopped vehicle. The Ford F-150 was occupied by one adult, identified as Kim Wills, age 65 of Alliance. She was administered CPR and transported to Morrill County Community Hospital, where she was declared deceased. The driver of the delivery van, Daniel Flores, age 21 of Mitchell, was arrested for motor vehicle homicide and careless driving. He is currently lodged in Morrill County Jail. From the Shadrad News Station, I'm Jared Furnow.
The evening calls for clear skies with lows in the mid-30s. Light south winds until tomorrow, where they'll pick up as high as 30 out of the northwest. Otherwise, sunny skies, staying with the warmer highs in the low 50s. And same on Sunday with a lot of wind. Still gusty out of the southwest as high as 30 and clear overnight with a low around freezing. Monday, another nice one, highs in the mid-50s, mostly sunny, and a chance of snow overnight and cooler on Tuesday.